Yeah, that event is going to be a look back on the past 8-9 years since we passed what's called the evidence-based funding model, which injected a lot of additional state dollars into our local school districts and tried to reduce the amount that local districts had to raise by property taxes. And we're looking at the academic changes and the performance changes since we passed that, checking off those goals that we thought we would that we wanted to meet when we passed the bill. Yeah, so when we first passed this bill under the formula, a lot of our school districts were in the 40% range, 50% range. And we've seen over the past 8 years, those districts have moved into the high 50s, 60s, 75% funded. And those other districts that had previously been better funded to begin with are now in what's basically the green zone, where you're 80 to 100% funded. And so that's money that's spent on counselors, spent on teachers, it's spent on other academic supports, literacy programs. It's all those things that we knew schools needed to have in order to increase those outcomes. And that's what we're actually seeing.